I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Today I want to talk about Daniel, who rose to a position of leadership in ancient Babylon after being taken into captivity. In Daniel 1, we learn that Nebuchadnezzar ordered his officials to take some of the sons of Israel, including some of the royal family and of the nobles, youths in whom was no defect, who were good-looking, showing intelligence in every branch of wisdom, endowed with understanding and discerning knowledge, and who had the ability for serving in the king's court. Verses 3 and 4. Daniel was from the sons of Judah, along with the three we know as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We see right away that Daniel is a man of courage and conviction. Verse 8 says he made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. From that point on, God showed favor to Daniel and the other three. Verse 17, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of literature and wisdom. Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams. Daniel is well known for his courage and conviction years later, as he continued his practice of praying daily, making petition and supplication before his God, even after he knew he would face death in the lion's den. Daniel stood faithfully at the side of pagan kings, Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus. But all of that time, his primary commitment was to God. Listen to his prayer. Let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him, and it is he who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. To thee, God of my fathers, I give thanks and praise. It's chapter 2, verse 19 to 23. Daniel had a heart of compassion for his people there in exile. He prayed and he fasted, asking the Lord to show compassion and forgiveness to those who had rebelled against him. Hear this prayer of Daniel. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we are not presenting our supplications before thee on account of any merits of our own, but on account of thy great compassion. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. For thine own sake, O my God, do not delay, because thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Daniel 9, 18 and 19. What kinds of leaders do we have today who would face death just to keep praying? Who would do good working for those who had false gods or even held themselves as God and still remain firmly committed to the one true God? What kind of leader would pray with such passion for his nation? May we pray for our leaders in churches, in businesses, in governments, to dare to be like Daniel in our world today. The Daily Thread is a podcast by the Alliance Church of Zephyr Hills. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.